Welcome back to Case Studio, viewers. This will be our fifth case studio from the series. We hope that this series is helping you to understand how design thinking works and how you can use it to execute your ideas or improve upon your products, services, and experiences. In previous case study, we looked at design thinking in Netflix. Today we look at the automation industry. There are many companies that are pioneers in building cars, but one company stands at the forefront of it: Tesla. Tesla was the first company to bring to the market consumer-friendly electric cars that were affordable and eco-friendly. Before we proceed further, we would request you to subscribe to our channel and hit the bell icon to receive notifications whenever we upload something new. Coming back to the case study, let's get an understanding of why we have chosen Tesla as our subject for this case study. Understanding. Global warming is a serious concern that needs our immediate attention. Jocelyn Timperley from BBC reports that globally transport accounts for nearly three-quarters of the greenhouse gas emissions. Keeping this in mind, Tesla's mission now is to build cars with clean and sustainable energy.
We created Tesla to make a difference in the world. The world desperately needs sustainable transport. If we don't solve this problem this century, we are fracked.
Ideation.
The electric car is here.
During the 1990s and 2000s, there were many attempts to build electric cars that could meet consumer needs, but then this happened.
GM never sold the EV1, it only leased them, and is now demanding that all of them be returned.
After 10 years and well over $1 billion spent to make a real business case out of it, it didn't develop.
So most of the returned vehicles have been donated to museums, cannibalized for parts, or sent to this junkyard. They'll be crushed and recycled.
The main challenges that car makers faced at the time was building a battery for the car that could last long enough, as also to find a way to charge the battery fast enough.
GM no longer had to produce the EV1, and there were reasons it didn't want to. The car's batteries get only about 120 miles per charge, and replacement batteries cost at least $6,000.
GM gradually recalled almost all of the leased EV1 vehicles due to a lawsuit and destroyed them. Some of them were handed over to museums. But you would be surprised to know that movie director Francis Ford Coppola is the only verified private owner of a GM EV1 outside of a museum.
I really loved this car, and when I heard they were going to destroy them all, I hid it. So that they couldn't get it.
Tesla began in 2003 with engineers Martin Eberhard and Mark Toppening trying to build an electric sports car, but in 2008 they came out with the Roadster. Although not a sports car, this electric car overcame the challenges of building a battery that could last long enough. The Roadster could complete 320 kilometers in one charge. Though this battery was better, it still wasn't good enough to drive in, and there was no viable option for fast charging the car's battery. Roadster was the stepping stone to Tesla's flagship car, Model S.
There are 2,300 Roadster owners out there driving all around the world today who helped us get here today. We thank every single one of them, and everything they taught us is in Model S. Everything.
Tesla released Model S in 2012, giving better mileage and a lower price tag, which instantly became a market hit.
So we're going to count it down, all right? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let them go!
Thank you. Tesla mainly uses lithium-ion batteries for their cars and came with a capacity of 40, 60, and 85 kilowatt-hours. With respect to charging a Tesla, you could do it in three ways, with a regular charging port at home which would take around 52 hours, a level 2 charging point, which is an EV charger at your home, or at commercial spaces, which would take around 9 hours, and lastly, through supercharging. Superchargers are charging stations set up by Tesla in public spots, which would take less than 40 minutes for a full charge. While charging could happen overnight, this was still time-consuming and inefficient. In the efforts of scaling up and meeting demands for Teslas, Elon Musk recognized the need for more batteries and storage products for the cars, and found it difficult to source the materials, and decided to set up the Gigafactory, one of the world's largest factories. The Gigafactory now manufactures Model 3 electric motors and battery packs, in addition to Tesla's energy storage products, Powerwall, and Powerpack. Over the years, Tesla improvised on its cars by adding an autopilot feature and a dog mode. They also added many safety features to their software. Autopilot was introduced in 2015 with the aim of making driving easier for long distances and eventually for disabled persons. Dog mode was introduced in 2019 to help pets stay in a controlled environment in the car when the owners were away. The dog mode was received with positivity by many. It's also interesting to note that Tesla uses their own self-driving software and in-car software. All Tesla cars now have over-the-air updates which work like updating apps on phones. This over-the-air updates help car owners always keep their automated cars up to date. Prototyping and testing. Tesla beta tested their autopilot feature by installing it in all their cars through over-the-air updates, which then used the data to flush out bugs and make the program better. This method has been met with apprehension and doubts. But Tesla continues to test and improvise. Tesla test their cars using multiple methods and assessments. They are known to have gotten the highest scores on the Euro NCAP testing program, which is a notoriously harsh testing program for automobiles. While these are novel features of Tesla's electric cars, it's also important to note on the sustainability front, in 2021 alone, Tesla enabled their users to avoid emitting 8.4 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions. Tesla has been popular in the media due to its advanced electronic features, as well as controversies about its cars, workplace practices, occupational safety, and business practices. Though there are controversies and concerns, Tesla remains the world's safest and leading automaker in electric vehicles. With a market capitalization of $600 billion.
Tesla, 1, 2, 3, Tesla!
If you enjoyed this video, hit that like button and give us your feedback in the comments section. Subscribe to the channel for more. Tesla used design thinking to become one of the world's best automakers. See how you can use design thinking to your advantage. Explore our design thinking course.